Well, I think our young people did a better job with the sermon today than I will, so I'll just try and sum up some of what they did. How would that be? We're looking in our series of sermons at those characteristics that make a church a church. Those things that make a church faithful to its calling as followers of Jesus Christ together. And we've looked at a number of them, and we've used the Greek words, and we have one more week, and then after that there will be a test. You will be scored on your knowledge of the Greek words that we've used. And today we're looking at the word diakonia. And this is a word that maybe has a touch of familiarity to it, because we get our word deacons from it. Those people in the congregation who are called to a special ministry of service. So the word diakonia means to serve, one who serves. And so I'd like us to look at the first four verses of the sixth chapter of Acts as we kind of unwrap it a little bit. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Grecian Jews among them complained against those of the Aramaic-speaking community because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and will give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word." May the Lord bless us a portion from his holy word. I think that as we look at what makes a faithful church, it's very important for us to understand one of the major misperceptions that a lot of people have about the church. And one of those misperceptions is that the church is about what you can get. That we oftentimes judge a church based upon those ways in which the church provides for us. We judge a church on whether or not we go on a Sunday morning and we get something out of the service. Have you ever heard that phrase? "Oh, I went to church today and I just didn't get anything out of the sermon. I didn't get anything out of the service." Well, that's a common misperception that the church exists for you to get something. But really, the church is called together to give, to do, to serve. And that's one of the reasons that this congregation a couple of years ago established the Board of Deacons to enable us to better do that calling of serving others. And it wasn't that we called those 15 people out of the midst of the congregation to do the service for us, but to encourage us to serve others. I mean, I love the fact that recently they did those care packages for our shut-ins. And what did they do? They said, "Would any of you be nice enough to take these packages out to our shut-ins?" And a lot of people did. They encouraged you to do the work of service to others. Because that's a very important part of who the church is and why we serve together, why we live together as a congregation. But it doesn't mean just taking care of our own. It doesn't mean just taking care of those who are part of our church family. It sometimes means reaching outside of ourselves to serve others. And we have an interesting opportunity that is percolating up as we speak. And it's one of those circumstances where you look at it and you know that this is something that God is doing. There's a friend of mine who serves a church down in Gilbert, South Carolina. Anything happened recently in South Carolina? Floods. Well, Blaine and I were talking. Blaine Hill is his name. And we were talking about it, and he was telling me some of what they're going to be doing. And in the course of that conversation, we realized something very interesting. Blaine Hill, who is the pastor of Cherokee Presbyterian Church in Gilbert, South Carolina, was baptized in Fairfield Presbyterian Church. His parents were members here when he was a young boy. Yes, I see some head nods that some of you remember the Hills, Dr. and Mrs. Hill. They were members here when Dr. Hill was doing some work at MCV. And just this full circle, because you just never know. You know, when we baptize an infant in this church, one of the things that you all do is you make a promise to support them, encourage them, to be there with them, pray for them. My friends, I'll bet you the people who made that promise those more years ago than Blaine wants me to admit had no idea that one of the ways in which we could fulfill that promise is by walking alongside his congregation as they seek to serve the community in which they live. You see, service our service to others isn't just about serving each other and taking care of each other, as important as that is, of being there with and for each other, encouraging each other, lifting each other up. Those are very important parts of what we do. I'm not diminishing that. But as a faithful congregation, we're called to be servants wherever Christ leads us. And right now, that includes us working on ways that we can help our brothers and sisters in South Carolina through a young man who is baptized in this congregation. You see, service is at the heart of who we are and what we do. It's not about what we get from the church, but it's about what opportunities the church gives to us to become like Jesus. Remember in that final skit, as the disciples are, and this, you know, I mean, that skit unfortunately is based upon some good biblical truth. The disciples like arguing with who's going to be the greatest. And, you know, I'm going to sit next to Jesus. No, I'm going to sit next. But their greatness came when they could see what Jesus was doing. The greatest of all came to serve us all, to set for us that example of what God wants us to do with our lives, to love, to serve others. That's at the heart of who we are. In our desire to be like Jesus Christ, it is a call to us to become a servant people, serving those within our family, and serving those to whom God leads us to serve outside of our church family. Would you join with me in prayer? Almighty and ever-loving God, we do give you thanks that your Son, Jesus Christ, came not to be served, but to serve us all. Help us, O Lord, to follow in his example, to become your servant people. Fill our hearts with a desire to show your love through our lives. We pray this all in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.